Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling referee Steve Kane with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling news news. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Well, this side of the country is not popping yet because it's not even noon. If you're on the other side of the globe and listening, yeah, it's afternoon. You can go ahead and pop one. Welcome, wrestling fans, to Live from the Dean's Den. Yes, we're a day late, hopefully not a dollar short. I am the Dean of Wrestling referee, Steve Kane. Now, for those of you who listen through Anchor, Radio Public, or any of the other sources that I put this show on post-live broadcast on Blog Talk, I had told you that I was going to put on Thursday night's interview that we had on Wrestling Authority Radio with superstar Bill Dundee. I have made a decision not to do that, and I am going to explain why as best I can without getting into too many intimate details that I don't feel belong out in the public. When we set up the show, we had somebody who knew Bill on an outside kind of secondhand situation. During the Memphis days, this person actually ran around with Jerry Lawler. Those of you who listened to this on Blog Talk, listened live Thursday, you know who I'm referring to. I'm not going to mention any names. But also, during that time, he was, both parties were actually using rather crude language, which made it difficult because, of course, to a lot of my replay sources, I have to try and keep it as clean as possible, otherwise it limits the audience that gets to listen. So that was problem number one. Maybe actually problem number two. I should consider this to be problem number one. Problem number one was the other person that we invited not only monopolized the show, that person proceeded to berate one of our regular hosts. And this is something that was very upsetting to all of us. We tried to stop it. We really weren't able to stop it. This will be handled internally. That's all I am going to say about that for the time being. Should anything happen, we will we feel needs to be publicized any further, we will talk about that on upcoming editions of Wrestling Authority Radio or here on Live. Now, we'll go ahead and we'll address the other 5,000-pound elephant in the room, and that's Jim Cornette. By now, of course, everybody knows that Jim Cornette, quote-unquote, resigned from the NWA last week after episode of Power aired, and before it was re-edited, a joke that could be considered to be racist that Cornette made was in the original commentary.
Now, at that time, it was a case of poor editing, poor choice of words. As of now, Dave Lagana, who is Billy Corgan's partner, has decided to make himself the fall guy, claim that he was exhausted and therefore he did not catch the line when he was editing the show. Otherwise, he would have managed to have scrubbed it. Now, of course, since then, a revised edition of the episode without the offensive joke has come in. There was a official statement made by the NWA stating that Cornette had resigned from the company, although I think that resignation came in the form of a pink slip. But I have not listened to Cornette's podcast from yesterday, so I haven't actually completely heard his side of the story. Next week, I will make sure that I have listened by that point, and I will go ahead and let you know. Now, as a result of it, one of Jim's longtime friends and a guy who got trained to be able to come up to the WWE by Jim, Hall of Famer Mark Henry, went ahead and he made some comments regarding the situation. And what he had to say is not something maybe that Jim wanted to hear. Now, this comes from TMZ Sports, and so we're going to let you listen to Mark Henry making comments on Jim Cornette.
It just hurts, man. I you know, as much as I can say is I'm disappointed, and I hope that he can try to fix this. But you know what, man? Like, it. Some people just don't like people of color.
Do you feel like that is his belief? Does he not like black people?
No, I never felt that. I mean, he told me stories about him working real closely with Junkyard Dog and different people throughout history. And who I reminded him of and stuff like that. Like, I never in my life saw it. Never saw that.
Was this just like a really bad, ill-conceived joke then, Mark?
I mean, I can't say that. I don't know. All I can say is what I saw. I thought I just almost swallowed my face in. Like, it made my skin itch. And I was just like, why am I so damn angry? Like, this is Jim. What are you doing? Like, it's just completely out of character. And you know what? Some people have bad moments, but them are the kind of moments you don't have. I inherently love all people. I don't care what color you are.
Mark, if Jim Cornette was watching this right now, what would you say to him?
I would say, Jim, please apologize and mean it. And if you don't mean it, then go all the way Darth Vader and tell I just don't like black people. And at least I know who you are. And then I could get rid of this feeling that I have in my heart. It's like you're having your brother or your sister steal from you. It's like having your mother or father, like, disown you. Like, I feel like a sense of mourning. And that's never good. Like, I mean, in pro wrestling, it's about entertainment and love and trying to, you know, get people to come together. This is divisive. This is hurtful. Like, it's not good for a pro wrestler.
And just quickly explain what Jim did for you, what the relationship meant to you prior to any of this happening last night, but what he did for you as you were coming up as a wrestler.
You know what? Prior to all of this, the relationship that I had with Jim Cornette has been really, really good. He taught me a lot about pro wrestling. He allowed me into his home to look at his archive. He helped me to be the wrestler that I became. And I probably wouldn't have been the guy without him. But it is very, very hurtful. And I don't get emotional about much.
Yeah.
But I feel a sense of loss.
Wow. Some pretty serious words from the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. I don't think that needs to have any further commentary attached to it. All right. Well, let's go over some lighter things. Cody Rhodes has answered a bit of a question. No, they're not coming after me. If you heard, that was a siren from a squad car. But anyway, I swear I've got to buy a studio and soundproof it completely. But anyway, this comes by way of Wrestling Inc. from yesterday. And Cody responded to a fan on Twitter who asked if AEW was going to have a training facility like WCW's Power Plant. Now, he said that they're not going to have students training under the AEW banner directly, but they plan to have multiple talents training at the One Fall Power Factory, which is where he also trains. And these students will be under contract to AEW. Now, he says, not one under the company banner directly, referring to a training school, but we will have multiple students at the Norcross, Georgia facility where I train who are under AEW contracts. And Michael Marshall, who he refers to by his Twitter handle, has a great facility. Now, Cody didn't actually name the One Fall Power Factory in his tweet, but that looks like it's the facility he refers to because he again mentions Michael QT Marshall, and former WCW star who has been on our other shows here on Blog Talk, Ray Lloyd, a.k.a. Glacier, is an assistant coach over there. Now, Marshall works also behind the scenes as an associate producer for AEW. He did the October 23rd Dark tapings where he teamed up with librarian Peter Avalon to lose to Sonny Kiss and Dustin Rhodes. And then he worked the October 30th Dynamite episode, which is where he teamed with John Silver and Alex Reynolds to lose to Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends. Marshall's also worked for WWE and ROH and is a 15-year veteran of the industry. Now, there's no word yet on who AEW will have working with their students, but Dustin has expressed interest in helping younger talents. AEW also has on their coaching staff Billy Gunn, Jerry Lynn, and you saw Billy Gunn actually compete in the dozen on this past Wednesday night. And, of course, they also have Dean Malenko. So that's pretty big stuff right there. So excuse me there, fans. Had a little bit of a sneeze. Don't normally like to have that happen when I'm in the middle of broadcast, especially when I'm doing it live and doing it live on Blog Talk. I can't edit it out. So, anyway, tonight, Saturday night, is War Games. And, of course, this is part of a four-show series that's being held at the Allstate Arena at Rosemont, formerly known as the Rosemont Horizon, right near O'Hare Airport. And if the place doesn't have the sound set up right, you can hear the airplanes flying overhead, especially when the crowd is really quiet. But tonight's card definitely proves to be loaded up, and in fact, actually includes at least one guy that I'm a little bit of a friend with. So the match is set up for tonight. There will be two War Games matches, two singles matches, and then a triple threat, which will determine the number one contender for the NXT championship, which will happen Sunday night at Survivor Series. So, the pre-show match is scheduled to be Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Angel Garza. Now, for those who might not be familiar with them under those particular names, Isaiah Swerve Scott is Shane Strickland, a.k.a. Shane Swerve Strickland, a.k.a. Killshot from Lucha Underground, who I've known for a few years now. Angel Garza, a.k.a. Garza Jr. He is the nephew of the late, great Hector Garza, and is a fine competitor on his own, has wrestled for AAA, CMLL. He was tag team partners with another former guest of my other show, Laredo Kid. The women's War Game match will be Team Ripley, which consists of Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Knox, and Mia Yim, versus Team Baszler, which will consist, of course, of Shayna Baszler, along with Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kaylee Ray. Now, not sure what all they're going to have in the cages for this, or the positioning, whether this will be the opening full-up contest. Several weeks back on NXT, it sounded like they were actually going to put this as the main event. So we'll have to see on that. In that match, Baszler's team will have the advantage going in. So they will get the extra person until all four women on each side are in. The men's match, will feature all four members of the Undisputed Era: Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong, versus Team Ciampa, which is consisting of Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and it was supposed to be Johnny Gargano, but Gargano is legit injured, and so this will be a wrestler to be announced. And this is the one that Triple H has actually been hinting around that this is going to be a big shocker that's going to blow the fans away. Now, he has denied that he is going to be in the match. He does not want to be in the match. I understand that, obviously, of course, being basically the executive producer, he really needs to be focused on running things in the back. Yeah, he does have Road Dogg and Shawn Michaels back there with him, but it's still overall his call. Matt Riddle, the original bro, will be facing Finn Balor. I will admit I'm not up to date on this situation, but from everything I've read, nothing lists that Balor will be coming out in the demon persona. Of course, we've been fooled before. We could get fooled again. And then a triple threat match, which will determine the number one contender for the NXT title, which will be fought Sunday night at Survivor Series. The Bruiserweight Pete Dunne will face off against the big Irishman Killian Dane against Damian Priest. Now, that one should be a pretty good match. Dunne and Dane both work very well together, and Dunne is exceptionally good working in a triple threat environment. We'll have to see. Priest is the kind of unknown factor in this match. Then, of course, Sunday is the is the main event, and so for that one, this is what we know right now. What we know is this. NXT has not revealed their lineups as far as either team for their particular team Survivor Series matches, which is definitely good because obviously that'll keep the fans watching both in the arena and on TV in suspense. And we know Vince. Vince is good at pulling some surprises. Remember the Hardys at WrestleMania. So here are the matches that we do know. The Survivor Series match card will be AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Roderick Strong. Styles, of course, being the United States champion, Nakamura the Intercontinental champion, and Strong is NXT North American champion. The men's Survivor Series match, and on that one, the SmackDown team consists of Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, my longtime friend and old running buddy from my days here on the Chicago independent scene, Mustafa Ali, and yes, he has his full name back, and Chad Shorty G. Gable. I'll be glad when they get rid of that moniker. Team Raw will consist of Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Ricochet, and Drew McIntyre. Of course, the Women's Survivor Series match. Now, again, no announcement of the NXT team. But I will say this. For those of you who watched SmackDown on Friday night, you saw how they paired up Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair. Do not be surprised. I'm going to go ahead and call this one right now. Rhea Ripley will be on the NXT team. For SmackDown, it will be Sasha Banks, Lacey Evans, Carmella, Dana Brooke, and Nikki Cross. And, of course, anybody who watched SmackDown Friday night saw that there was definitely some little bit of disunity between the members of the SmackDown team, most notably Sasha and Nikki. And Sasha didn't want Nikki on. Nikki won her way on. So be ready to see some fireworks possibly happen between those two. The Team Raw grouping consists of Charlotte Flair, Natalya, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, and the returning Sarah Logan. Been a while since we've seen her, since the breakup of the Riot Squad. So we've got that. Adam Cole will take on the winner of the triple threat match that I just talked about earlier, Pete Dunne, Killian Dane, Damian Priest, for the NXT Championship. Viking Raiders will be taking on the New Day versus the Undisputed Era. So the O'Reilly Fish combination, of course, for Undisputed Era, as they are the current NXT Tag Team Champions. The match that I'm looking forward to: Becky Lynch versus Bayley versus Shayna Baszler. This might be the point that catapults Baszler out of the NXT roster and onto the main roster. And if that happens, be ready, because, of course, we know that Ronda Rousey is likely to return any day now. And when she does, then the question gets to be, if Baszler's on the main roster, will she team with her and go for the tag titles? Or will they be squaring off against each other? Something to think about. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, will be defending his Universal title versus Daniel Bryan. This is a situation that came about as a result of the Saudi Arabia plane holdup. What was originally scheduled was that Bryan was supposed to win the Intercontinental title from Nakamura, but Nakamura was, of course, in Saudi Arabia, couldn't get back in time, so he was stuck there. So they went ahead and they put Bryan in to a program with Wyatt. Don't know if this is going to be it for Wyatt. Probably, most likely not. Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio in a no-holds-barred, no-DQ match for the WWE Championship. This one might possibly wind up having Dominic actually come in and get involved in this match. For those who don't know, Rey Mysterio's son Dominic had originally trained at the Storm Wrestling Academy, and most recently has been doing training at the Performance Center in Orlando. So there is a very real possibility, especially because they have included him in the storylines, being a victim of Lesnar, that he could show up and possibly cost Lesnar the match even, and give Ray one final run with the title. So even if it's an overnight and Lesnar squashes him the next night on Raw, will that happen? We'll have to see. So that's everything that's going on right now for this weekend. We should be back at our usual Friday night slot next week. So don't get too hung up on the Black Friday shopping. And we'll talk to you next week. I am the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.